Abraham Enten has been an activist in Sonoma County on a number of issues, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. He's preparing a class on Rudolf Steiner, and it's talking about much more than just Waldorf education. Why Rudolf Steiner?
Well, Steiner had a lot of ideas about how society could and should be organized. Of course, he did this 100 years ago or so, and he brought these ideas to people after this First World War. People involved in the Treaty of Versailles and what was going to happen afterwards. He outlined some of these ideas to them, and they said, wow, these are very interesting ideas, but they'd be way too difficult to implement. It was much easier to drift into hyperinflation and the rise of fascism and the Second World War and so on. And afterwards, Steiner said, change comes about in one of two ways, either through consciousness or catastrophe. And I think we're seeing that played out now in terms of global climate change, where we know what needs to be done, and yet we're allowing catastrophes to take place before we'll hopefully come around and solve some of these issues. The thing is that Steiner's work, both in Waldorf education, as you mentioned, and also, of course, in biodynamic agriculture, which is a big part of the winery industry in this county and farms and so on, both of those were way ahead of their time. And Steiner's ideas about social change were also somewhat ahead of their times, although he really based them on the French Revolution.
So are you posing the thesis that the time is now ripe for greater attention and perhaps implementation?
Exactly, exactly. And we're seeing it in different ways. He really bases it on the ideals of liberty, equality, and fraternity that were first articulated in the French Revolution, but understanding those at a deeper level and how they affect different parts of society, where freedom is something that's appropriate in one area and not appropriate in other areas. Equality or justice has a place where it lives, and love, which is what fraternity means, also has a place where it should shape how we look at the issues facing us.
So the thrust of your class is to share these ideas, make them more widely understood, or are you pointing toward actions that should be taken to implement them?
Mostly to give people a framework for looking at. I have found as a social activist since the civil rights movement, and I've watched what happens and how people misunderstand each other and so on, even when they think they're allies. And I just feel that this way of looking at things is very simple on one level and really makes, for me, an incredible amount of sense without putting labels on things.
So when did his work begin to become meaningful for you?
In the middle 70s, actually, my wife and I both had been activists for years, but we were not satisfied with the answers that we were getting. We were very affected by the coup in Chile, where you had a democratically elected regime. Everybody played by the rules, and the United States didn't like it, and the CIA came in and supported the junta in this incredible coup and murdered Allende and took over the country. You know, you look at it and you say, well, they've got all the guns and they've got all the money. So how are we going to change things for the better? So we began exploring some of the spiritual ideas that were out there. And when we came across Steiner, first of all, we were very impressed by the ideas. But second of all, we're also impressed by the practical manifestations. You know, Waldorf Education is the largest independent education in the world. Of course, Sonoma County is kind of the epicenter of public Waldorf education in the United States. So here's a spiritual ideas that manifested in an education. My children never didn't want to go to school.
This presentation is basically just an introduction, but the idea is to sow the ideas and see what takes seed?
Yes. I have given this class before over a six-week period, and that was fine, but it's sometimes, of course, hard for people to make that kind of commitment, so I decided to try and do it in one day, 9 to 5, obviously with some breaks, and you can just spend this day exploring these ideas and take them home and see if they're of relevance to you.
Well, Adrian, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us, and I hope your class goes well.
Well, thanks for having me, Bruce. I really appreciate it.